Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy Young with news coming out of somewhere in the desert of Iraq. The leader of the terrorist group Islamic State is alive and well and is more dangerous than ever before. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Ken, the Islamic State leader al-Baghdadi is alive and well. An appearance by al-Baghdadi via a video 5 years after the last time we saw him, and Islamic State still working, very involved in their activities to set up a worldwide caliphate. Most recent, they've been involved in what happened at Sri Lanka there. Talk to us about al-Baghdadi. Is he a danger?
He is, and this is very similar to what Osama bin Laden did. Don't forget, he eluded capture for nearly a decade after the September 11th attacks. And you're absolutely right. The fact that he reappears, makes this video, and it looks authentic 5 years after his last one, him in this undefined location, announcing that he still commands ISIS and that ISIS still commands followers all across the world, and they're not finished in Syria or Iraq. All of this is extremely troubling.
They do not have any geographical headquarters for their caliphate. Howbeit, a journalist that I know in Israel wrote a book a couple of years ago, a virtual caliphate. He was talking about using the internet. Looks like they are going to the internet to keep this network and set up their worldwide caliphate anyway, aren't they?
Well, for sure. They are doing that. There's no doubt about that. The attacks in Sri Lanka on Easter certainly showed that he commands followers far away, Muslims who pledge allegiance to ISIS over the internet. But I think his reappearance here in this video suggests that he also has assets on the ground in Iraq. Those assets have been keeping him alive for the past 5 years, as he has been literally the most hunted man on the planet.
Ken Timmerman explaining how the Islamic State leader, al-Baghdadi, is alive and well and more dangerous than he's ever been. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. After 5 years of time when Islamic State leader al-Baghdadi was not seen or heard from, he recently appeared on an 18-minute video proving that he, as the leader of this terrorist group Islamic State, is in the process of setting up a worldwide caliphate. This is his plan and his part in the Islamic world as well here in the end times. Islam is key to today and until the beginning of the seven-year tribulation period when they are endeavoring to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. It's at that time that the Islamic world will be destroyed. That's Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 18, through chapter 39, verse 6. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...